This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
I know you're out there
Well, good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line from WGNS. This morning on the program, we're going to be talking about your wellness. And visiting with us this morning from Middle Tennessee Medical Center, neurosurgeon Dr. George Lynn. Dr. Lynn, good morning to you.
Good morning, Bart.
Good to have you with us.
Thank you.
Tell us a little about what neurosurgery is all about, if you would.
Well, neurosurgery is the aspect of medicine where we deal with problems with the neurological systems, especially those that may involve that may require surgery.
I understand that a lot of these deal with the spine and the brain and things of that sort. Does virtually everything in our body, all of our functions, do they have some connection with the spinal system?
Yes, I mean that's really how we feel things, how we not necessarily see things, but how we control things. We experience pain through our nervous system. So, most of the things that hurt that makes us go to the doctor are mediated through the nervous system. And so, if you don't have for example, a toothache is where the nerve in the center of the tooth hurts. If you have back pain, it's that the nerves going to the muscles and the joints they're what's required to send a pain signal to your brain. So many of the aspects of medicine are mediated through the nervous system and the spine in particular.
So if someone is in pain, in many cases, you would be the one that they should see.
In many cases, obviously, you can think of it as the nervous system is kind of being like the telephone lines. If your phone doesn't work, it's not necessarily the phone itself that doesn't work. It's that your connection, there's a problem with your connection. And I deal primarily basically with a connection. So you can think of me as being your phone man or your cable guy.
Now, if you have a problem like this, is this a pretty safe area to work with, or are there some big dangers?
Well, certainly there are always dangers in terms of any aspect of medicine, and I think we're always very careful to explain how there's risks with everything that we do in medicine. But these risks are today actually quite small. So, for example, operating on the back, 20 years ago, when I first started out, some of our basic procedures, you would be in the hospital as long as a week, and today we're doing those procedures as same-day surgeries, where you're in and out in several hours. And along with that delayed recovery time, it's, of course, the reason for such a short stay is that the risk is so relatively low with what we do now.
Now, is this because of you just make very small incisions to get into the body? Is that the reason that the stays are so short?
It is. what we actually do on the inside over all these years have really remained the same. That is that the whatever is causing the problem. So, for example, if you have a ruptured disc problem, that problem hasn't changed over the years. It's that the nerve is being pinched by a disc that's pinching against the nerve. But how we get there has changed quite a bit. And, with the pain that comes with any surgical procedures, generally the pain of the muscles that you go through in order to get to the area that you're actually going to do the surgery upon. Whereas before, to do a simple ruptured disc problem like what I was discussing before, The incision may be 6 inches long, and today they're under an inch long, and we don't sort of cauterize and cut through the muscles. We have different instruments, so we use a split through the muscle fiber, so when we pull out our instruments, things just kind of go back together like they were originally. So the amount of pain associated with that is relatively minimal.
That is phenomenal. Of course, Middle Tennessee Medical Center, with its beautiful new facility, is state-of-the-art, and really, you don't have to go any farther than Murfreesboro for the very best treatment you can get. Do you use the Da Vinci robot yourself?
I do not. The Da Vinci robot is fabulous for a lot of different things. For neurosurgery, it's actually not very useful, and the reason for that is that the Da Vinci robot, it has multiple arms, if you will. There are multiple ports that you have to use to access any body part. We really like to make just a small opening going through one pathway. So we have big operating microscopes, and there are other instruments that we use in place of the Da Vinci robot.
So if you're having disc problems in your spine, or if you're having any type of back problems, the issues that used to be frightening, that people would say, I don't know which is better, to endure the pain or have the operation, it's not that question anymore.
Well, the vast majority of patients who have back problems still don't require surgery. You look at how many people have back problems. It's estimated that greater than 90% of Americans have back problems at one point or another. Certainly 90% of people don't need to have surgery on their back. A very, very small percentage have to have surgery. But if you're one of those patients, it's certainly not the thing to be feared like it was years ago.
Why do we have so many back problems? Do we just do things wrong? Do we lift wrong? What are we doing that creates this?
Well, part of it is certainly our lifestyle. I think we've been more active in all of our lifestyles. And one of the things that we've been seeing much more lately over past number of years is something we call spinal stenosis. And what that is arthritis that develops in the spine as you get older. And typically, patients, once they get into their 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s, the arthritis gets to be so severe that as the joints enlarge in your lower back, they start closing down on the opening for the nerves. And very typically, these patients will then have problems with prolonged walking. In fact, if you go out to the mall here and you see the older folks walking down the aisles of the malls with the benches and having to stop and sit every once in a while, they're typically the ones that have spinal stenosis. As you go a certain distance into your legs, start hurting or aching or getting kind of numb, and if you sit down for a few minutes, it clears and you're able to go on again. And although this is a phenomenon that has been around for many years, I think people are less tolerant of that today as we try to remain active in our older ages, if you will. We see that patients in the 60s and 70s are still trying to participate in athletics and just aren't willing to slow down yet. There are a number of things that we do for things like spinal stenosis. One is certainly the physical therapy aspects can be important in its milder phases. Then there are things such as what we call epidural steroid injections, as steroid injections in the back that can be very effective in treating this problem. And then lastly, surgery can be used to open up the hole in the center of the spine for the nerves, and that allows those patients to go back to leading a more active lifestyle.
Now, is this also an area where I think there's a nerve called the bursa that creates some of these problems? Is that related to this?
I think you might be referring to the sciatic nerve, but bursa is a sort of fluid-filled pouch that underlies where the muscles attaches to the bone at. But the sciatic nerve, what we used to call sciatica, is a nerve type of pain.
So is that related to this at all?
Or? Well, yes, it is. The sciatic nerve is a big bundle of nerves that comes out of the spine, out of the lower back. So very typically, when you have a lower back problem, you would have pain that goes down to the leg because that's where those nerves go to. And it's like cutting that phone line I was referring to earlier. It's the you only know about because you pick up the phone and it doesn't work. So when you pinch against a nerve in the back, you oftentimes only know about because of the symptoms in your legs.
So if you're having problems, a lot of these are because, fortunately, you've lived longer and you've grown into these problems, but there is a solution to the problems. And you can live a full, healthy life without pain, it sounds like.
I think that's true to a great extent, yes.
Okay. So you start first with therapy.
Yes.
Some type of therapy there at Middle Tennessee Medical Center. Check that out for a while. How long should you go through therapy before you think, well, this is working or this is not working?
Well, there's a depending on the exact problem, that we use therapy for varying amounts of times. What's also very important is to get some imaging studies, as that there are a number of different problems that can present this way, and it's important to know which one of the problems you actually have. And so very frequently, things like an MRI scanner is used to differentiate between these problems. MRI scanner, for listeners that may not be aware, is a magnetic resonance imaging, and that's where a big, powerful magnet basically is able to produce a very accurate picture of your the body part that's desired. In our case, it's generally the spine. We're able to see individual nerves. We can see the discs, and we can see the joints in the back, and we can see how much room the nerves have and if there's anything pinching against it. Certainly, we can see things such as cancers and things of that nature also. And so if somebody's having problems for a while, and typically we like for the problem to go on for greater than 4 to 6 weeks before we start getting these testing done. But if their problem is consistent and persistent, then we'll go ahead and get some sort of imaging study, such as an MRI scan, so we can determine what may be the problem. And depending on what the problem is, then we would pursue the different course available. Obviously, if we find that you have a tumor or something like that, we wouldn't have you continuing physical therapy. But if all that we see is that you have some arthritis, then we would continue therapy for as long as it makes it manageable for you. And that varies tremendously from person to person. So if your symptoms are relatively mild, that may be all that you need to have done. If it's more severe, then we move fairly rapidly towards the steroid injections and even surgery if that's necessary.
We had an oncologist on with us recently, I believe it was Dr. Lee, and he was talking about how the number of cases of cancer are being cured, such a greater percentage now, and he said it's because the entire medical community here in the Murfreesboro area are working so well together to detect cancer early. Early detection, so important. And then, of course, Middle Tennessee Medical Center with its oncology department is there to give the service, just as you are there with the neurosurgery units. So, you know, we're really very fortunate. One thing you mentioned about the magnetic imaging, people have this fear of x-rays. There's no x-ray in the MRI, is that correct?
That's correct. And that is the one, certainly the biggest advantage of the MRI scan. The other advantage, of course, is that we can actually get much finer soft tissue detail on the MRI scans compared to things like CAT scans and x-rays. That does involve radiation. We love the MRI scan.
It looks like that would be some equipment that you would just use all of the time, just as a general tool to see if there are any problems in people.
Well,
are there any drawbacks that make it not possible to do that?
The, the drawbacks of it is that it is somewhat time consuming. Unlike an X-ray that takes, you know, you snap a shutter and you have your X-ray. The MRI scanner, most images, most parts of the body that you may be interested in may take 20 minutes or so to get some good pictures of, and so it does take a little longer time, and the expense is greater, simply because it's such a high-tech sort of stuff.
So people have to be still longer, and it takes longer too, you say?
It does, yes. Okay.
Tell you what let's do. Let's check on the traffic and weather. We're going to pause, and this is the segment in the program where we do normally pause. And when we come back, we'll open up the phone lines. So if you have any questions, if you have some pain that you just have been enduring, and you think there must be a better way, there may be a better way. Dr. George Lynn is with us, a neurologist from Middle Tennessee Medical Center. Now's your chance. 893-1450. Call us. 893-1450. Dr. Lynn is here to help you.
The Action Line, weekday mornings at 8:10, and Rutherford Issues afternoons at 3 on WGNS, Murfreesboro, AM 1450, FM 100.5, and 101.9.
Ford of Murfreesboro strives to serve our community daily. Their sales staff is committed to finding you the perfect vehicle. To read customer testimonials, visit fordofmurfreesboro.com and click on About Us. Ford of Murfreesboro is on Broad Street at the Northfield intersection. Ford of Murfreesboro, open 8 a.m. till 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday to serve you.
Hi, this is David Lee, General Manager at Ford of Murfreesboro, and I invite you to come down and see our full selection of Fords, and we'll give you the best deal in town.
Hello, this is Lisa Halliburton from Bell Jewelers. At Bell Jewelers, we buy directly from our diamond source in Israel. Our long-standing relationship with our diamond cutter means we get to select from the best offerings first and pass the savings on to our customers. There's nothing like the sparkle of a Bell Jewelers diamond. Stop in soon and see for yourself.
Visit Bell Jewelers on Broad, across from Toots.
Play it again, sports!
Your golf headquarters.
Get new and quality used golf clubs from Nike, TaylorMade, Callaway, pre-owned, and more. Save money on drivers, hybrids, wedges, and iron sets and accessories at Play It Again Sports on Thompson Lane.
Good morning once again. Still dealing with that accident, I-24 at Bell Road. That's in the clearing stages, but still very slow through there. We also picked up another accident in Midtown. This is I-40 West at the 2nd Avenue South exit. That's going to cause some problems on the bridges and overpasses. We've still got lots of congestion on I-24 at 96, I-24 at 231 in Rutherford County. Stop at Bradford Flooring and Paint Center at 1999 Nolensville Pike. Ask about the free tickets to the races at the fairgrounds this spring and summer. Call Bradford Flooring, 251-5384. I'm Randy O'Brien with traffic on WGNS.
Thank you, Randy. What about that Murfreesboro weather? Brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
Showers and thunderstorms are in the forecast for today. Highs in the mid-80s. We'll have a calm wind becoming southwest around 5 miles per hour. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Feluber. Right now, it's 70.
This is Frieda Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. We still offer checking that comes with a free check card. There's no balance requirement, and you can write all the checks you need to. First National Bank of Murfreesboro. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Two powerful FM signals, one AM signal, and worldwide on WGNSradio.com. You can listen to us anywhere. We are WGNS Murfreesboro.
Lend me. And darling,
welcome back. Our number is 893-1450. We're talking about your health this morning. Dr. George Lynn, a neurologist with Middle Tennessee Medical Center, is with us. 893-1450. If you have any questions, 893-1450, 893-1450. And I understand there's a back pain seminar coming up. What can you do in that seminar?
Sure. The Middle Tennessee Medical Center is holding a seminar called... It's about back pain, mm-hmm. Yes. This Thursday at noon at the hospital. And basically my partner, Dr. Moran, is going to be speaking over some of these issues that I think we've been talking about here today, but with PowerPoint presentations and actually showing what's actually involved with the surgical treatment, showing pictures of our operating suite and things of that nature, and making it a little easier to understand the anatomy of the spine and what's involved when you're hurt and your different options available.
Okay, and that's Thursday at noon at Middle Tennessee Medical Center.
That's right.
Okay. Is there a charge or anything to come to this?
There is not. They would like for you, however, to make a reservation to it. That number to make a reservation is 615-284-5433.
Okay, 284-5433, area 615. So do that. And that's coming up Thursday at noon at Middle Tennessee Medical Center, a back pain seminar. So if you're having some pains in your back, this is an opportunity to learn more about it. And I guess, you know, the old thing about the fear of the unknown, actually going there and seeing what's going to happen, see how it's put together, see how it's done. That could help reduce the fear of the unknown. Let's go to the phones. 893-1450 is our number. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Dr. George Lynn. How are you today?
I'm good. How you doing?
Doing fine. Thanks for calling.
Hey, I was told that I sprained my neck about a year or so ago, and now I've been told that I have arthritis. Did that sprain cause me to have arthritis in my neck? And now I have, at night when I lay down, I have a pain in my arm and tingling in my fingers. And I was told to go to a neurologist, but I wasn't allowed to go. So, but another doctor who wasn't a specialist told me that I had arthritis. So I was just trying to find out what caused that arthritis. Did that sprain cause it?
Well, thank you for calling. When you have arm symptoms like what you're describing, we're certainly a little bit more concerned that it may be more than just a simple strain. With a tingling sensation going down to your arm, that's suggestive that there's something that may be pressing against your nerve. And I don't know how they diagnose that you have arthritis. Did they just get some regular x-rays?
I think he hung up.
Okay, well, I'm not sure how they came up with that diagnosis, but certainly whenever we have patients that have symptoms that go down to the arm and that's persistent, we worry about the nerve being pinched, and that's the type of time when we do worry about getting an MRI scan to look at it further. Certainly any mild injury, if it's significant enough, can cause you to gradually develop arthritis. But typically most arthritis type of problems develop over many years rather than just a few months.
Now, out of curiosity, as he mentioned tingling sensations in the arms, and I'm thinking strokes and things of that sort, do those also come into your area?
As a neurosurgeon, I do deal with some aspects of strokes. There are a variety of different types of strokes. So the one that we deal with primarily are those that have bleeding associated with it. So there are some strokes that you bleed into the brain, and in order to basically as a life saving sort of a measure to treat that, we actually remove the blood clot.
Mm-hmm.
But most strokes are what we call thrombotic strokes. You develop those strokes because you just don't get the right circulation to the brain in terms of the artery clogs up. And there are various different methods to treat that, and MTMC is very capable of treating that as being a stroke center as it is.
Let me ask you this, because you had mentioned earlier in the program that oftentimes every pain has the possibility of coming through your spinal cord and what have you. If you have pains that slow you down a bit when you walk or what have you, Do you ever get to the point where you've tried everything and the person is not having a problem actually walking? It's just the pain. Do you ever clip that segment of the that's creating this pain, the nerve that goes to the spinal cord and then the brain, to eliminate the pain? And you haven't corrected the problem, but you've eliminated the pain. Is that a procedure?
It actually is not. It's actually not quite as simple as that. In that, it's hard to fool your body in a lot of ways. So, for example, somebody who has lost a limb, like in war or something like that, they can develop what's called a phantom limb pain. So, even though their leg may be missing, they can still hurt in that foot. That's actually not there. Even though the part of the nerve going to that foot is missing already, you can still have pain there. And so people have tried clipping various nerves and things of that nature, and it sometimes may help with the pain somewhat, but oftentimes it's not very effective. There are some things, however, that we do comes along that line. So, for example, if you have just severe back pain is coming from the joints in the back, we may not have a good way of replacing those joints to give you a new back, what you can do sometimes is numb up the little nerve endings going to those joints. So even though you have the continued arthritis in those joints, and they may not move very smoothly, you can at least numb it up so you don't feel that back pain. And there's procedures such as what we call percutaneous rhizotomies, which is basically a way of burning those little nerve endings so that you can numb up the joints that may be causing the pain.
Let's go back to the phones. Our number is 893-1450. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Dr. George Lynn. How are you today?
All right. How are you?
Doing fine. Thank you.
Hey, I'm trying to sell a 1990 Lincoln Town Car.
I tell you called in about 30 minutes too late. That show is over. We're talking about medical issues now. Call us back in the morning about 10 minutes before the 8 o'clock hour. You're listening to WGNS, and our guest this morning is neurosurgeon Dr. George Lynn. And he's telling us about issues mainly related to the spine, pain issues, and there is a back pain seminar coming up this Thursday at noon at Middle Tennessee Medical Center. It is absolutely free. And if you'd like to find a solution to your problems of pain, call the hospital now and let them know that you are coming. That number is 615-284-5433. That's 615-284-5433. Dr. George Lynn is with us this morning. One of the issues that you've mentioned is, you said 90-something percent of the people are having back pain. And unfortunately, here in the South, we have one of the highest cases of obesity around. Is this creating to that problem? Is it being overweight? Does that create more of a back pain issue?
Absolutely, it does. Not necessarily when you're younger, but certainly we expect that as you age, just carrying all that weight around with you is putting so much strain and stress on the joints of your back that you're going to develop arthritis sooner. And the other issue is that obesity limits our ability to treat a lot of the problems that we would see with the spine. So some of the physical therapy aspects, it's much harder to increase the flexibility of your back if you're tremendously overweight. In terms of it ever got to the point of requiring surgery, the recovery period is longer if you're obese. So we certainly always take weight reduction as part of our long-term plan in terms of care over the back.
So losing weight is so important then. I mean, having maintained the proper weight is very important.
Yes.
Let's go back to the phones. Our number's 893-1450. You're on WGNS with Dr. George Lynn. How are you today?
Fine, thank you, Bart and
good.
Dr. Lynn.
Good morning.
I had a question. I have been diagnosed as having osteopenia in my hip, which has given me lots of problems now, and also with spinal stenosis, and I'm having a lot of pain in my feet and shooting pain in my toes. I wonder, is that all related?
Some of it may be related. It is possible that the leg and feet symptoms may be related to your spinal stenosis. The osteopenia, which means that you don't have as much calcium in your bone as is ideal, is actually different than the spinal stenosis. In spinal stenosis, it just means that you have arthritis in those joints where the joints are enlarged. It's really not, it doesn't have anything to do with how hard your bones are, which is what the osteopenia is. Now, someone with osteopenia is at risk for developing other spine problems. One of the things that your medical doctor may have measured is that when they looked at how dense your bone is, they not only measure how much calcium is in the bones of your hip, but they may have also measured how much calcium is in the bones of your spine. And that a very common problem with osteoporosis is that you can develop what's called compression fractures, and that's where just carrying the weight of your upper body, your spine can give away and collapse on down. And that's much more likely to occur as a result of the osteoporosis or osteopenia. The reason you look at the hip and the back is that if you have a low calcium level, you're at greater risk of breaking your hip, and you're also at a greater risk of breaking your back, which is why they scan those areas also. So in that way, that osteopenia that you describe may contribute to some back issues, but the leg symptoms would be from the nerves not having enough room, possibly, and that could be related to the spinal stenosis.
Do you look into the hip problem as well if I come to you?
I would not. And actually, if you just have osteopenia, which is, I believe that's what you said.
Several years ago.
The way to treat that is with calcium supplements. And I'm sure they're monitoring the progress of how much calcium loss you have over time. And no other specific treatment is required for that.
No, my family doctor is not monitoring it. He just keeps telling me that there's nothing that can be done about it. And I'm sort of confused at this time about who to go to and what to do.
I would certainly question your medical doctor about that, but I think that, I mean, he is absolutely right in a lot of ways. It's not in that the loss of the calcium, again, there's nothing that you want to do other than to try to replace that calcium. It's not that you need to do anything with the hip itself.
With this back,
I've been taking calcium for years.
Good.
So, but anyway, thank you for the information.
Thank you for calling. Would the back pain seminar help her? Would it have any information in there that could benefit her?
Yes. It would go over in greater detail what actually spinal stenosis is and go over some of the treatment options as we described. And it's always... I don't necessarily want to say this on a radio show, but a picture is worth a whole lot in understanding things. And certainly to get a visualization of what spinal stenosis actually is, I think would be very helpful.
And that is free. So, ma'am, if you would like to call 615-284-5433, it's coming up this Thursday at noon at Middle Tennessee Medical Center, a back pain seminar. Certainly worth the time to check and see if it helps you. Now, she mentioned that she had, she had a low level of calcium in her bones. Is that from not having enough calcium in your diet over the years, or how do we come up with that problem?
It's unfortunately, it's an aging sort of an issue. And it's also a hormonal issue. Women lose calcium at a faster rate than men. Men lose it also, but women certainly lose it faster. And there's really not a way of preventing that, in the sense that once you get past your teenage years, you start losing calcium out of your bone. Now, and there's been a great push in terms of physical education and physical activity in children, and part of the benefits of that is not only obviously in trying to reduce the obesity rate in our children, by being active as a child, you actually end up making your bones harder. All right, so we know that you can't prevent the fact that you're going to lose calcium out of your bone, but if you start out with bones that are harder as kids, you're less likely to develop problems as a loss of the calcium as you get older.
Good morning. You're on WGNS with Dr. George Lynn. How are you today?
Oh, I hope he can tell me. let me first state, I was a roofer for 37 years. I'm 60 at this time. And several years ago, while in the roofing business, I developed a numb spot about the size of a silver dollar on my left leg. And that spot, over time, has grown to where it covers my entire thigh from knee to hip. And I was wondering if it may have been nerve damage, because being a roofer, going up and down a ladder with weight on shoulders, my back does not hurt me, but the growth of this numb spot concerns me. And I'm trying to do my disability deal, and the judge at the hearing asked me if I had ever been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. I wonder if the doctor could tell me, is it the fact that I had so much weight on my shoulders in the years that I roofed, and I tremble a lot. If my spine could be out of line to where that has caused my leg to go numb, I can go around with my finger on my thigh and feel the edge of where I am numb. And now it covers my entire thigh on my left leg. If he could tell me a recourse, I would be take.
Okay, now don't hang up. Yeah, don't hang up, because he may have a question for you.
Okay. Okay.
Sir, can you tell me where that numbness is? Is it more on the top or the side of your thigh?
It's actually between the front and around to the back.
Yes, towards the outside of the thigh?
Yes.
Yes. Although I don't know without looking at you, but the area of numbness that you describe is an area that's covered by one very specific nerve, and it's a nerve that runs very superficial to the skin, as it's right underneath the skin, and we see this very commonly in people who may have a lot of weight on their hips or their lateral thigh. This little nerve is very easily injured, and we'll certainly see it very commonly in workers. The area of numbness, that's all that it causes. It's typically, there's not really any pain associated with it. It's actually not a problem with your spine. It's that the little nerve endings going to the skin gets injured. Although it's, you'd rather not have that. It does not. It's not a sign of anything else bad going on. Now, that would have absolutely nothing to do with the trembling that you have, and I don't know what whether that is something such as Parkinson's, but spine problems should not cause you to tremble from what you describe.
Well, okay. I appreciate it. Maybe you told me that the judge, by asking me about Parkinson's disease, was just trying to be cautious with me, and she may need to talk to you.
Okay. I wouldn't go to the judge for medical advice, I don't think.
Okay, thank you very much. Y'all have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Now, if he has Parkinson's or wants to check about that, what type of doctor should he see?
Generally, I always would still go to your primary medical doctor first. I mean, there are a number of different basic movement disorders that it can be looked at. But ultimately, once they rule out the simpler things, and it's a neurologist that would diagnose and treat that.
Good morning. You're on WGNS with Dr. George Lynn. How are you today?
Hey, how you doing this morning, Doc?
Good morning. Good. Good. Thank you.
I was calling. I had questions about a blown disc.
A blown disc. Okay.
Yes, sir.
All righty. What's your question about the blown disc?
My question is, what is the procedures of getting all that fixed and taken care of?
Well, when we talk about blown discs, there's actually quite a few different terms that you'll hear: ruptured disc, slip disc, blown disc, herniated disc. They all really mean the same thing, and what that means is that the disc normally sits just between the bones of your back. When part of that disc comes out of place, if it's pinching against a nerve, that can cause you to have a lot of pain. And in terms of how you treat that, if the therapy measures aren't helpful, if you're developing significant numbness or weakness, it ultimately could require surgery. As far as the actual surgery that may be required, it varies tremendously on what, for example, the MRI scan shows us. If it's just a single disc that's out of place, it's pinching against the nerve, that could be that minimally invasive surgery that we were discussing earlier, which the operation lasts usually about an hour or so, and you're out of the hospital within a couple hours. That's the least invasive sort of problem that we treat. There are obviously other things that can be more severe. So it's hard for me to tell you in your case what your blown disc is going to require. But if somebody's gotten a scan to see that you have a blown disc and you're having enough nerve symptoms, then you need to see a specialist.
How did you come up with the idea you have a blown disc?
I've been to the doctor, and I've just never been through this before, and just kind of want more information. And sometimes when you go into them, they're so quick to get you in and out, they ain't got time to answer a question.
Well, let me ask Dr. Lynn this. Would this person be a good candidate to go to that free back pain seminar Thursday?
Absolutely, and there will be some question and answer session involved with that too. So, but he'll have pictures on there as far as what the what something that we call as a herniated slip or rupture or blown disc would look like.
Okay, you might want to. Did you get that phone number for setting up an appointment to go to that free seminar?
No, I don't.
It's 615 area code 284-5433, and it's at noon Thursday at the hospital here in town.
5433?
Uh-huh. 284-5433.
Okay.
All right. Good luck to you. And you know, another thing, getting together with other people who have similar problems and talking among yourselves, that's always a good thing, too. And there will be a lot of other folks there. So that's coming up Thursday at noon. We'll be back and continue the conversation. Dr. George Lynn is with us, a neurologist with Middle Tennessee Medical Center. Our number is 893-1450, and if you have a question for Dr. Lynn, dial quickly. We only have about 5 minutes left in the program. 893-1450.
This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, TV 11, WGNS, Murfreesboro. We cover Rutherford County. ABC News covers the world.
People ask me, how does Perry Bell sell first quality name brand furniture about half price every day at Bell Furniture? He's learned that if you buy in trailer truckload quantities, you save money. And then instead of making the displays look like a decorator magazine, he puts it all in one big room. That saves money, too. Plus, it's only Perry Bell and Linda Ferris there. The overhead is down. Bell Furniture, 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
Heritage South Community Credit Union now has a new home, 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire.
This is Darlene Robinson, branch manager. I invite you to visit us soon and find out what your community's credit union is all about. We offer free debit cards and great checking, plus exceptional rates on loans and savings. You can join if you live, work, worship, or attend school in Rutherford, Bedford, or Marshall County.
Heritage South Community Credit Union, new offices at 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Showers and thunderstorms are in the forecast for today. Highs in the mid-80s. We'll have a calm wind becoming southwest around 5 miles per hour. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Thaluber. Right now, it's 70.
Down home cooking right downtown in Murfreesboro at Jeff Sowell's Family Restaurant and Nana's Desserts on Hancock Street. Open daily from 11 to 6 and Sundays 11 to 5. Jeff's has 18 vegetables daily, 14 meats, including real hickory smoked barbecue.
Plus, all you can eat catfish every Tuesday.
Jeff Sowell's Family Restaurant and Nana's Desserts at 467 Hancock Street.
Where MTSU students and seniors get a 10% discount.
Broadcasting to every nook and cranny of Rutherford County's 618 square miles. FM 100.5, 101.9, and AM 1450.
Welcome back. Our number is 893-1450, 893-1450. Neurologist Dr. George Lynn is with us this morning from Middle Tennessee Medical Center, 893-1450. 1450, and good morning. You're on WGNS with Dr. Lynn. How are you today?
Doing pretty good.
Good.
I was just laying here listening to y'all talk. I'm a very bad patient with the spine, back, neuropathy, arthritis. I've got it all.
Oh.
I can't name them all. And I'm in constant pain 24/7.
There's bound to be a better way to do things. So that's what Dr. Lynn's here for today, to reduce your pain. Do you have people come to you regularly and say, I'm in constant pain all the time?
Yes, and depending on the issues they're involved in, and it sounds like this particular patient has lots of different medical issues that can cause her to be in chronic pain. Sometimes we don't have a way of fixing everything, and sometimes the only solution that we have is just to treat the chronic pain, as it to cover up the pain as best as we can. If there are too many problems with, that we don't have all that we can't cure, then sometimes what we're left with is just trying to make them more comfortable and there are chronic pain clinics and that help treat this pain with either medications or sometimes with specific injections or even burning the little nerve endings like what we talked about to make them more comfortable.
So there is a way to make this lady feel better.
Yes, usually we can certainly make the pain better, but as far as getting her to feel like 20 again, that's obviously not going to be possible. But certainly, you can always be more comfortable.
Could she check with you, or does she have to be referred to you by another physician?
Certainly, she can check with my office. But we have contacts with the various pain clinics that are available.
Okay.
Well, I'm in a pain clinic right now.
Well, good, good. Are they helping you?
Do they help me?
Uh-huh.
Well, see, you have to constantly take medicine all the time. And, that's the point I'm at. I got screws in my back. Mm-hmm. I even got that magnetic thing in the side to help alleviate pain.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But nothing seems to work for me anymore.
Well, I would encourage you to continue your treatment with the pain clinic and let them try to help you as best as they can. There's sometimes are limits to what can be done, and certainly it sounds like they've sort of pushed the limit with you in terms of everything that they've done. But Certainly. Sometimes medications is the only thing that's left to try to manage the pain.
On that note, we're going to have to say so long, we're flat out of time. But we do thank Dr. George Lynn, a neurologist with Middle Tennessee Medical Center, for joining us this morning. The back pain seminar this Thursday at noon at Middle Tennessee Medical Center. It is free. Call 284-5433 for information.